from Press Communications, LLC. This is Jersey Shore Matters.
As it so often happens when you go through a life-changing healing experience, you want to reach out and pay it forward. Good morning. I'm Valerie Seagraves, and this is Jersey Shore Matters, and thank you for being here with me. My guest today is Danielle Salvo, and we met sort of on Facebook. Danielle is a cancer survivor with a special project in hand and people at Mary's Place here at the shore that helped her and changed her life. Thank you so much, Danielle, for being here this morning. This is going to be great hearing your story.
Hi, Valerie. Thanks so much for having me.
Sure. So I'm on Facebook and I'm looking around and I see this, what appears to be a fabulous event, and it's all about giving back from your experience as a cancer survivor going through treatment. Do I have that right?
Yeah, you have that right. After I was diagnosed at the end of 2024, I kind of went fully into get stuff done mode. I was just head down, booking the appointments, get the scans, do what I have to do to get on the other side of this as quickly as possible. And I think a friend of mine who had cancer a few years ago could see that I was missing the critical step of caring for and nurturing myself through this process. And so she recommended that I look into Mary's Place.
And did you know anything about Mary's Place?
Yeah, I had never heard of it before. And once I looked into it and learned more about it, I couldn't believe that this hadn't been on my radar before. It's such an incredible place. It's this big house right on Main Street in Ocean Grove. It was founded about 16 years ago, I believe. And it's basically a retreat center for women who are facing cancer. You can go there for the day, meet other survivors. They cook beautiful food for you. You can have all types of services like Reiki, massage. They have a nutritionist there who can help guide you through. Maybe you're nauseous during treatment. Maybe your taste buds have changed and now everything tastes like metal. Or you just have these really serious aversions now that came out of nowhere. You can do yoga. They also offer online support groups. And so they just offer an amazing amount of services. You can do an overnight stay if you're coming from out of town. And all of this is free. All of it. It's such a beautiful place, Valerie. I can't speak more highly about the people who volunteer there, the people who work there, and just what an environment of healing and support that it creates.
What did you feel like the first time you walked in?
To be honest, I felt a little out of my element. I was in that just go mode, that to take a moment, even just a moment, never mind a day, to take a deep breath and take care of myself. More importantly, let other people take care of me. It felt odd at first, to be honest. But they do such a beautiful job of bringing you into that mode of relaxing and caring for yourself that quickly dissipated and I was all in. Couldn't wait for the massage. Couldn't wait for the stretching. I was fully bought in.
What a great place to have available. I'm sure it just turned you all the way around.
It really did. I went in just kind of locked into this, I'm going to project manage my cancer mode, and left feeling more hopeful and that there was space for me to be more gentle and patient with myself.
I never really thought about it that way. Do you think you were mad at yourself for what happened?
I wasn't. No, I was never angry. I I wanted to get everything done that I needed to do so that I could put it behind me.
And how was your partner through this whole time?
He was amazing. 10 out of 10, 5 stars, fully recommend.
It's a lot on the other person because I'm sure they want to help you and there's just not much they can do. Or is there?
There are a lot of things that a caretaker can do. From my perspective, I've seen a lot of caretakers feel like they weren't doing enough. What they don't realize is from the person in treatment, mm-hmm. from their perspective, mm-hmm. every little thing means so much more than it would have outside of treatment.
So what kind of advice would you tell the significant other?
Don't diminish your own feelings throughout this experience. What you're feeling is completely valid. And by you expressing your feelings, your experience doesn't take away from how your partner, your loved one is feeling through this. Just because they're going through something very difficult doesn't mean that you can't also express that you're going through something difficult. You're a team. Unfortunately, cancer is a team activity. And making sure that everybody in the team has a voice, can express themselves, can release that emotion is so important for the betterment of the whole team. I'm pretty recently out of treatment, so I think I'm still feeling a lot of the aftershocks. I have really good days. And then I have other days where I'm just brought to my knees. So wow. I think it's a process.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's sobering.
It is. It is.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about Born to Runway, because through all of the trials and tribulations that you went through and came out on the other side of, this idea came to you and you are making it a reality. Tell me about Born to Runway.
So Born to Runway is really a collaboration in this great community of Asbury Park. The idea really came to me when I had needed some retail therapy. I hadn't been shopping because I wasn't feeling well. I didn't know what my body was going to look like after surgery, after chemo, during all the medications you have to take. So I did not feel like buying clothes that I wasn't going to be able to wear. But at some point, I decided I just needed some retail therapy. And so I bought a couple things and I was trying them on for my husband when they arrived in the mail. And there was one dress in particular and I showed it to him and he said, "This is the happiest I've seen you in months."
Oh. Oh.
And it really, it hit me that there is power in feeling like you look good. I think, you know, fashion can get a bad rap for being maybe trite or superficial, but you can trick yourself into feeling better if you think you look good. I think everybody has had an experience where they've put something on and they just walked a little taller.
And girl, I wouldn't say it's
a little higher.
I wouldn't say it's a trick. There is a saying, yeah. The clothes make the man or the clothes make the woman. Of course, you do. It elevates you.
That's exactly where it came from.
It
really dawned on me in that moment. And my head started just spinning with ideas. And at the same time, my husband said to me, "You should do a fashion show." It was his suggestion.
It makes that so much better.
I'm telling you, he's 10 out of 10.
What's his name? We can't just keep calling him Michael.
No.
We can't just keep calling him husband.
I know. He's not like this kind of disembodied person.
Well, good for Michael.
He knew that as a kid, I would do these like living room fashion shows when I had new school clothes for the year. I would do a little fashion show for my family.
So it's kind of in your DNA, isn't it?
A little bit. So that's how the idea came about. And as soon as he said it, it just made sense. And my brain started going 1,000 miles an hour with ideas. And it was the first time in a long time that I was excited.
And when did all this start and where is it now? Give me a timeline.
This was May of last year. And this is about 2 months after I had first visited Mary's Place. And so I called them straight away and set up a time to meet with Michelle Gannon, who's one of the founders of Mary's Place. Sat down, told her the idea. She was all in. And then went from there. And just, you know, when I was having good days where I had some energy and wanted to go out in the town, I would walk into shops and talk to some of the shop owners. And I got such enthusiastic feedback that I knew that there was something there. And this community of Asbury, amazing things happen when this community comes together. It struck me as such a great way to tap into that energy and that cooperative spirit here in Asbury Park.
Well, tell me about the event. When is it and where is it?
I'm so excited about it. It is Friday, March 13th. It is at the Asbury Hotel. We're going to have a runway show featuring looks from a lot of the local boutiques in town. All of the models are going to be cancer survivors. And then after, we're going to have a DJ dancing. We'll have a silent auction and some raffles. So we're getting together some really great prizes right now.
And what kind of publicity are you doing? First of all, let's run down the particulars. Where do we go on Facebook? How do we get tickets? Help me there.
Yeah, so everything can be found at borntorunway.org. You can get tickets there. You can get information on sponsorship. You can get information on sponsorship opportunities. Event details are there. You can also link to our socials from that website. On Instagram, we are at Born to Runway NJ. On Facebook, we're at Born to Runway. And a TikTok might be coming soon.
Ooh. Who's working on that?
The lovely girl who is helping me with social media is trying to convince me to get on TikTok.
It could be the next great step.
It could be the next great step, but I would actually have to do my hair.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Danielle, for being with me this morning. And I'd like to ask, you know, we have a little time before the event actually happens as we get a little closer. Let's connect again and do a little update. Is there anything that you need right now? Is there anything we could do for you in these weeks before this happens?
That's such a lovely question. Right now, getting the word out and making sure people know about Mary's Place, know about this event, and get excited for the ability to come together as a community, have a great time, support women who are facing cancer, and support Mary's Place. It's going to be an amazing night. So getting that word out, connecting with other people in the community who want to participate, that would be really helpful.
Well, we can do just that for you, and we'll stay in touch over these next few weeks, Danielle, and I will see you at the event. How's that?
Thank you so much, Valerie. It was great to spend some time with you this morning.
Oh, so happy to hear your story. Danielle Salvo, a cancer survivor, our topic today, Mary's Place and Born to Runway. Danielle, thank you again for joining me this morning, and thank you for being here as well. Join me next week, same time, for another episode of Jersey Shore Matters. I'm Valerie Seagraves.
This was Jersey Shore Matters. Hear episodes every Sunday morning right here on Press Communications, LLC.